Now, you need to find your birth time to know your rising sign. If you know it and you haven't already calculated your chart...
Like most people, I've had my light and dark moments. But behind all of that, ever since I was a little kid...
I do want to mention the different types of astrology that there are, because you don't just have to...
He was curious to know about the podcast. How do you know if you're the real deal? So is there specific star signs that prefer to be... Not a lot.
You pick up on all these little things and you're guided to sort of say something.
I think it's that permission, but it's also a little bit mind-blowing when people go...
Now, Venus, the planet of love, is strong in the relationship-oriented sign of Libra.
Will we leave that in or not? Might as well.
Welcome to the Sing with Stars podcast with Stephanie Johnson, where she shares more than 30 years' experience in the world of astrology.
Hi, welcome to another Sing with Stars podcast. I'm Steph Johnson, and in this podcast, I'm going to talk about July, your stars 2023. So it's all about you, your sun sign, and as I've often said, you can also look up your rising sign and what's in store for you in July 2023. Now, there's a big change in July 2023. The moon's nodes shift from Taurus, the north node in Taurus, to the north node in Aries. And I will touch on this in this podcast, but I'll also do a podcast exclusively for the nodes and the nodes changing sign and what they mean for you. See a theme that repeats itself as we do your stars, and that's because of the seasons of the sun. So as the sun moves around and we base our your stars on solar activity, as well as the other planets and how they all combine, but there's usually a bit of a theme as the sun moves around our chart. Also, life is not always about just one area of our life. There can be several things happening at once. And your stars will reflect this as well. So for Aries, home and family are the focus in July. So this could be because there's a change in your private life, somebody coming or leaving the house, depending on your age, a baby being born into the family, stepchildren coming to live or leaving, adult children leaving the empty nest, whatever your personal situation. Your private life needs some attention. You need to look at what's changing and how you can best accommodate your private needs. But the big thing that's happening in July, and as I said, there'll be more on this in another podcast, but the North Node is moving into your sign of Aries. And this is on July the 18th, depending on where you are on this planet. And this North Node is one of the moon's nodes. There's also the south node, which is in the opposite sign of Libra. And what this is saying is this is a date with destiny for Aries. This is marking a new chapter in your life, personal life. So if you've had any goals or personal ambitions, now's the time to really see if they're in sync with your sense of purpose and where you're heading. You could think back to 19 years ago, because the nodal cycle is one of 18 to 19 years, and see what was happening then, see if there's any repeating theme. But this is a whole new cycle. 19 years is a long time, so hopefully there's been a lot of growth or lessons or achievements since then. And this is about you now applying what you want now and going for it, basically, with the North Node in Aries, looking at the opportunities that are coming to you. Now, with Taurus, the word mind is front and center in July. What does that mean? Well, mindset, mindfulness, minding your own business, and even, as I've said in your stars on my website, the privilege of changing your mind. This is the theme. So clearly, you want to be doing things that keep all of those things positive, a positive mindset. And the theme in astrology with this positive mindset are things like short trips, neighborhood connections, avoiding conflict with neighbors, podcasts, books, anything that can stimulate the mind in a positive way, or maybe even calm the mind if you want to do meditation. If you are a writer, and by that I don't mean an author of great novels, but just somebody who likes to write things out, send emails, journal, that sort of thing. Those sorts of things can also help keep your thoughts and your minds on a positive track. If you start to find that your mind is very busy, that you're worried about something, find a distraction. Some of the things I mentioned before, or even just starting with a walk around the block, this is a very local emphasis for Taurus at the moment. So with Gemini, it's money matters. Every now and then it pays to focus on your personal finances, to learn more about the ebb and flow of money in your life, and your own, to revisit your own income earning potential. And July, the planets are aligned in a way that helps you look at your budget and make changes if you want to. Now, you don't want to get tied up into, I must budget, I must stick to a budget, you know, what we call very Saturnian type things. Budgets are great as a guideline, and they're certainly good to keep us going in a positive direction. We're always happiest when there's more coming in than there is going out. But we don't want them to become like a kind of tight noose on our finances. This is really about looking at your worth, your self-worth, whether you're being paid what you're worth, and really getting the flow going in a positive way. And as I said, this may involve setting a budget, but not one that's so strict that it doesn't have any room for pleasure, because we know Geminis don't like to have too many restrictions. You might also benefit, once again, like I said, for Taurus, from books or podcasts or short courses or even the advice, or sometimes somebody of a young person, and sometimes somebody who's younger can just say something, or somebody else, not even a young person, say something that really sparks something positive in terms of our money mindset. So stay tuned, or tune in to those other people. Cancer, your intuition is heightened in July. You're really able to tune in. It's a lovely thing to be able to be. One of the things with Cancer is always the link with the moon, the cycles, and also the stomach, where we nurture. Where, you know, it's often the sayings. If we listen to sayings, you know, doing my head in, that's a very Aries type saying. But we can often get headaches from saying things like that. And I can't stomach that is a very Cancerian saying. So listen to your gut, another Cancerian saying. And this is what's happening in July. Now the planet Pluto, dun, 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 has gone back. We do give Pluto such a bad press of kind of change. I think it's because so many of us, if things are going smoothly, we don't necessarily welcome change. We keep thinking it's going to be something that's worse, not better. But Pluto is about change, and it's just retrograded back into Capricorn. So just when you thought all relationship or business partnership issues were all sorted, there's some final kind of tidying up to do for Cancers of the Zodiac. Maybe your significant other is triggering change. Could be positive. Again, trust your gut. Leo, July. This is a little bit of, I've called it in your stars on the website, a conundrum. Because on the one hand, you're full of energy and you're ready to pursue exciting projects and adventure. But on the other hand, the planets are also saying that you do need some quiet time to reflect and to process all that's going on. So the trick or the idea is that you balance the two. Easier said than done, but that's your challenge in July for Leos, to actually set your sights on your true north and do the exciting things that you need to do, follow the energy. But if you also feel those periods of just needing to chill, to be quiet, trust that that's also part of the creative process, the process of moving forward. Because the North Node is moving into Aries, which is a fellow fire sign, and that's going to give you another push of energy. Also, you're heading into your birthday season. And once you hit your birthday, then you're going to be really ready to shine. So you might find wherever your birthday is in that period of July, just before is more of a quiet time. If your birthday moves into August, the quiet time is going to keep going a little bit longer, that need to balance the excitement and the quiet. So the area of your chart that's highlighted in July is the area that astrologers call friendships, groups, and clubs. I call it the support area as well. It's the area that supports our hopes, dreams, and wishes, because that's what our friends and clubs and groups often do. I also call it the area of fending and befriending, because we do need to make sure that our friends are supporting us. Maybe there's, or that we're supporting them as well, but obviously sometimes our friends are going through things that they can't support us entirely, and maybe we need to give. So it is the area of give and take, but it's also one of forming healthy bonds. And the reason I'm going on about this, Virgo, is because this is the area that you're focusing on this month in July, where you need to discriminate, something that you're very good at doing, on long-term friendships, bonds, groups, clubs. There may be a kind of hiatus in some of these, and is that just a healthy one where everyone needs to process, or something's going on in your life or their life, or is it a pattern that's really becoming unhealthy? This is your decision or your focus during July. Libra, you'll understand what I'm about to say about the astrology more than most. Sometimes astrology is a bit like a seesaw. Now, what does that mean? It's the balancing of two opposites. So, Cancer and Capricorn, Cancerians can be too emotional, Capricorns too detached, so they have to balance between the two. You are the sign of balance, and so you'll understand that right now you're needing to make some decisions in your private life that's going to change the public life. So some decisions at home that may trigger changes at work or in your status as a parent or grandparent. The moon's north node moves into Aries, and the opposite of Aries, as you will know, is your sign Libra. So the south node is in Libra, and this is talking about letting go of anything or anyone who disrupts your equilibrium. So July is quite a significant time, and as we get to July 18th, when that north node goes into Aries and the south node into Libra, you may find that there's some real shifts in your relationships or in the way that you relate to others. As a Libran, you can be very accommodating, so perhaps it's time for some tough love. You'll know your own personal circumstances, and you'll know, as I'm saying this, you'll go, oh my gosh, don't tell me that's coming back, or oh my gosh, I've been thinking about changing that, and now I know the time is right to do that. Scorpio, in July the 18th, the moon's south node moves out of your sign. So this is kind of giving you the beginning of July to really make sure that any connections that needed to be let go of are indeed let go of. And you might actually feel in some ways like a snake shedding its skin. It's you who may feel a little bit vulnerable, or you who may feel like a chapter's coming to an end and you need to make some changes according to that. Now, this period also lights up the marriage sector of your solar chart. This is the case whether you're single or married. So, as my colleague and friend Jessica Adams would say, it's time to date, mate, and relate. Sagittarius, in July, you're going to look at how you invest or how you spend your time, energy, and money. Now, this is not about how much you earn or how it's coming in. It's what you do with it once you've earned it. So how you invest it. Do you like to purchase property? Do you want to pay off a mortgage, pay a bit more than you normally would? Do you want to go back to interest only? Do you rent? Do you need to look at, do I still want to rent? Do I want to rent where I am? Do I want to leave money in the bank, or do I want to spend it? And this is also joint assets or joint finances. So if you have assets with a partner, you may be talking about, at the very least, and perhaps even taking action on making some changes to that. It's also time to look at taxes. Now, that might be a funny thing to say if you're not in Australia. In Australia, where I am, it is indeed tax time. So the advice is, Sagittarius, get your taxes done early. Find out what you are owed or what you owe so you can make decisions accordingly. If you live elsewhere, it's still a good time to look at taxes. Are you up to date? Do you need to make any changes? Can you look at your income, look at your spending, etc., all to do with taxes and also inheritances or perhaps a gift from somewhere. Just another thought too on Sagittarius is superannuation. I often forget to mention superannuation, but it's a big thing here in Australia, and so that's another area that you might want to get down to and get done. Capricorn, your planet Pluto is back in your zodiac sign. So just when you thought that you had done as much self-development as you could, there's more. There's no rush. Pluto's in Capricorn for a while. It's retrograding back and then going forward. So you do have time. Look at the things that you've been changing since around about 2008. Pluto went into Capricorn and Capricorns have been undergoing big changes. So if there's anything that's kind of what I call a mopping up exercise that needs to still be done, then go for it. Get it done now before Pluto moves back into Aquarius. Aquarius, your health is highlighted. Now, this is not to say, oh, you're going to have terrible health. This is just that every now and then it doesn't hurt to do health checkups. If you've been putting off having some blood tests or going to the naturopath or whatever is your particular health regime, or perhaps you've been skimping on the gym or the body activity that you like to do, now's the time just to go back and check in. Check into your body. Check in on a daily basis. Are you working too hard? Do you need to go and have a checkup? This month is your opportunity to take a moment to ensure that you're on the right track for optimal health and well-being. And let's face it, when we're healthy, we have more freedom. And Aquarius, you do love freedom. Now, it could also be that work needs juggling. Perhaps you need to take a different route to work, one that's more peaceful. If you get stressed at stopping at red lights, if you're driving to work, you can take a different route that has less red lights, or you could maybe take the train or the bus or something that allows you to kind of relax. So these are the little minutiae habits that we have, that it's amazing we can actually take these things for granted. And it's really helpful, I believe, to stop every now and then and just see if there's anything we can tweak or change to improve our lifestyle. Pisces, we know that you have great empathy, that Pisces do. There's a lot of talk at the moment about being an empath. Well, you are certainly that. And this month, in July, the planets encourage you to boost any current creative outlet or find a new one so that you have an avenue for expressing your sensitive feelings. Boundaries are also really important. It's hard sometimes for Pisces people or any water people to put in boundaries. But for Pisces particularly, they're very important. And this is not about shutting people out. This is about being very clear about when you can help and when you can't, when you need to fill your own cup, so to speak. So whether it's having a warm bath, walking by the beach, getting to a lake or pond and just sitting in a chair and watching it, or expressing yourself through art, music, dance, or the dramatic arts, anything that can be creative is actually your soul's calling. So it's about listening to your soul so that you can enjoy in daily life. And you certainly, of all the signs of the zodiac, need to, and this is going to be practical advice, and you can take this on board or not, but you need to avoid watching the news, listening to the news, listening to negative things, and absorbing negative energy. So, Pisces, July is a positive month for artistry, creativity, and fun and joy. So on that note, I'm going to end your stars for July 2023. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Seeing with Stars podcast with Stephanie Johnson. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please visit Stephanie's website at www.seeingwithstars.net. You can follow her on Twitter or Instagram at Seeing the Stars. You're also welcome to subscribe and leave a review of the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, may the stars shine on your path.